The mass shooting at a Sweet 16 celebration last weekend rocked the small city of Dadeville, Alabama. And it was even more gut-wrenching for the students and staff of Dadeville High School. Two of the victims killed went there, as did several of the teens who were wounded. On the first day of classes after the shooting, less than half of the student body showed up. NPR's Juliana Kim spoke with the principal about how the school is coping.
The principal of Dadeville High School, Chris Hand, had one word to describe this past week: quiet.
Hallways, even staff members. Just walking into the lunchroom, it was like you were in a library. You know how quiet it is.
Hand says for the first few days of class, about half of students showed up. Some were in the hospital recovering from the attack. Some were grieving. Others were afraid to come to school because the shooters were still at large. Dadeville High is less than a mile from the dance studio where a sophomore from the school was celebrating her 16th birthday. Gunfire erupted there, killing four people and wounding 32 others, most of whom were teenagers. Among those killed were Dadeville High seniors Phil Dodell and Shankivia Nicole Smith. Han says Smith was known for being friends with everyone, and she was also a role model.
I noticed this. A lot of the younger ones, the 7th, 8th, 9th, they really looked up to her because a lot of them had played softball with her.
Dodell was also popular, so much so he won the title Mr. Dadeville High School at homecoming. But what Han remembers most, especially now, is that Dodell was one of the few students who would wave to him at the cafeteria.
He smiled and he waved every single day. And then I would walk by the table. He's like, Miss Han, how are you today? I mean, that's just him every day.
Arrests began on Wednesday, 4 days after the attack. In total, six people were charged with reckless murder in connection to the shooting. Police haven't disclosed any information about a motive. Over the past week, mental health counselors, pastors, and even therapy dogs visited Dadeville High to offer their support. Very little teaching or schoolwork went on. Han hasn't addressed the school formally about what happened. He admits he hasn't found the right words. But he realized also maybe that's not what some students need, like a senior who ran track and field alongside Dodell and Smith.
He didn't say a word, but he just came up to me. I was in my office and just hugged me, and that was it.
Han says his goal is to slowly return to some normalcy, but he emphasized it'll take a really long time. Funerals have only just begun for the four victims. Han says Dodell's service will actually be held at school at the request of his mother. Juliana Kim, NPR News.